the baby tender story. When I was a kid and got out of high school, age 18, did not go to college, got a whole assortment of jobs, all of which could be other stories. The Goldsmith Brothers could be another story when we all quit the department store in one afternoon, 16 guys walking out. But someone asked for the baby tender story. One of the jobs I got was with the baby tender company. To those of you who do not know what the baby tender is, the baby tender is not sold in stores. There are imitation products sold in stores. The baby tender is sold in homes only. It's a square little thing you sit the child in. The child can sit in. The child can eat off a baby tender, play in a baby tender, comes on wheels, rolls around. It has rubber bumpers around the end. It's a very good product, very expensive. You can bump into it. It won't knock the kid over. There are four slots on each of the wheels, each of the bars, and you put as long as you put each one in the same slot and they all stand equal, it's a perfectly balanced unit. It is brilliantly merchandised and brilliantly sold. They get the leads for people who've had babies. They pay for hospitalists. And then a group, they have people who call up and say, how would you like the baby tender demonstrated in your home? And there is a phone sales crew and then a sales crew who goes out to close. And you split with your phone guy. It was a very elaborate operation. You could make a lot of money. I was like 18 years old. Answered an ad in the New York Times, and I get hired as a baby tender salesman. And the guy who interviewed me really liked me, you know, and they get pretty good lead lists because they call very early. Most mothers will not put their baby in any unit like this until at least 8 months old. But the baby tender, you could put the baby in age 2 months because it was perfectly balanced and it was an incredible unit, steel and all that kind of thing. The guy liked me in the interview. He says, I'm going to send you out this week. You went out with a registered salesman for a week and watched him sell it, and then you would sell and he would watch you, and then you'd be on your own. And they sent me with Crazy Krause, the number one baby tender salesman in the world. The story about Crazy Krause was, if he got in the door, he sold. And let me tell you, Crazy Krause was incredible. They had a demonstration that was it had to sell, because you demonstrated every part. You assemble the thing as you demonstrated it. You always had the mother and father sitting there with the baby, and the grand finale was you put the baby in the baby tender. Yeah, and you don't care how old they are, 1 month, put the baby in the baby tender. And you show how perfectly balanced it is. You hook up the wheels into the slots, and then whoever you are, you stand up on one of the edges of this rolling unit, and it never tips over. Perfectly balanced. Like Crazy Krause was 240 pounds. And it was incredible, because all he would do is stand up on the edge of one of the four edges, not tip over, sold. And this was like a $190 unit. I don't know how much it is now. The rule of the company was you had to go through the whole demonstration. Crazy Krause was an incredible salesman. If you think in your life you have seen good salesmen, you have not seen Crazy Krause. For example, we go to one door. Remember, I'm just the trainee. He knocks on the door in the Bronx. Lady opens the door and says, I changed my mind. I don't want the baby tender. And Crazy Krause says, lady, any person not interested in the health of her child, I never want to talk to. Never call our company, never come near me again. And he turned around, he grabbed me by the elbow, he says, just walk. This lady followed us down the stairs. He made her follow us 2 blocks on a street in the Bronx, begging him to please talk to her. What do you mean I'm not interested in the safety of my child? Crazy Krause, keep walking, keep walking, keep walking. We turned around, sold the whole unit with the extras. We had extras, little pictures of teddy bears you can put in a slate. Anyway, I went with Crazy Krause on 27 calls. He made 27 sales. He's working on 20% commission. Crazy Krause is going to retire in the Aleutian Islands. Now, Monday, it's my turn to go, and Crazy Krause goes like he's pretending to be my trainee, but he's watching me sell. First couple we go to, an Italian couple in the Bronx. I knock on the door. We have an appointment to demonstrate the baby tender. Please come right in. Man, a woman, little kid asleep in the other room in a crib. I'm going through the demonstration, and I am super. Crazy Krause is sitting on a couch. He's impressed. He ain't saying a word. I am demonstrating, and I'm putting the unit together, and I'm flashing, and I'm throwing all my lines, and I'm talking about the safety of that kid and this marvelous unit. In the middle of the conversation, the man says, sold. He's, I'll take it with all the attachments. Had a little bounce in the heart, the thrill of all thrills. I have made a sale. But the rule of the baby tender company is you must finish the demonstration. So I said, I have to finish. The guy says, you don't have to finish. I love this unit. I'll take it, ship it. We had to ship it. I said, I have to finish, sir. Please let me finish. So I go through the rest, and I'm waltzing, and Crazy Krause is smiling at me, and I say, this is duck soup. Then I say, okay, bring in the kid. So he said, well, our baby's asleep. I said, it's okay, wake him up. I'm going to show you the grand finale. You will run out and scream, baby tender is my life. So they wake up the kid, the kid must be 2 months old, and they put him in. Now, I am so excited over this sale that I have failed to notice that I have put three of the prongs in groove four and the fourth prong in group three. In other words, you're supposed to put, if you put them in one hole, you're supposed to put the same numbered hole all the way around so the legs are balanced. So what I have is three legs in prong number four and one leg in prong number three. Therefore, I do not have a balanced baby tender. But I do not know this. Neither does Crazy Krause. Neither does the couple, and neither does the kid. So I said, place the kid in the baby tender. We placed the kid in the baby tender. Little kid, what does he know, 2 months old? And I said, now, folks, for the final demonstration to show you the perfect balance of the baby tender, I'm going to stand on one of the edges. The father says, Tango, hey, you don't have to do that. We love to. Trust me, sir. Watch this. I put one foot on the couch and one foot on that tender, and wacko, I went down. The kid flew out. Flew out of baby. Luckily, he landed right on the bed. But all I see is the tender flying up in the air, the kid flying through the air. He landed on the bed. The father, you ever see an enraged Italian? This guy was ticked. I didn't know what to do. I'm falling on the floor. The mother's screaming, chasing the child. Crazy Krause is getting up trying to save this. And I could think of the only thing I could think of to do, and I ran down the stairs. I just ran out of the house. Now, the father's chasing me to the subway station. We're in the Bronx. He's about a block behind me. And I'm running like a maniac and running. He's chasing me. And I get up to the train station, hop through, and I got into the train before the doors closed. Now, it's 2 days later, and I call the baby tender company. Hello? You remember me? Oh, you. Then they told me the kid landed on the bed, the kid was okay, and that, no, I didn't have any money coming to me. And yes, Crazy Krause sold them.